So we're going to be continuing today with discourse on social intelligence. There are a few intelligence, they call them multiple intelligence. There are a few intelligences that you need to develop in order for you to become an effective leader. And one of those intelligences is emotional intelligence. Another one is social intelligence. The other one is positive intelligence. The one that we all have, which is your IQ or what we call CI, it's your cognitive intelligence. There's one I'm going to be introducing. I will not about it now because it's a big course I'm going to be doing for CEOs only. It is called executive intelligence. We're going to be looking at that at another time. So, principally, if you are going to be a leader who goes from self-leadership to leading others, to leading leaders, to leading teams, and lead organizations, if you want to have this upward progression as a leader, there are certain intelligences you need to develop. You already have cognitive intelligence with your IQ that is developed through, that is developed. You don't create that. You develop it, you fine-tune it through study, through attending programs like this. It increases your IQ. But the one that you really need to spend time to build, which is counterintuitive, meaning that it is not something that flows out of you, are the ones that are meant. You need to have emotional intelligence. You need to become aware intentionally of your own emotions, that of others. In the same vein, you need to also become committed to developing your SI, which is your social intelligence. I'll explain that. Also, your positive intelligence we have dealt with. If you were not in our class, please go to the back at the media stand, buy the CD and listen to it. We've already dealt with positive intelligence, which is the ability to master your mind, to serve and not sabotage you. Yesterday, I was at the rehab and I was teaching them how to use positive intelligence to overcome addiction. It was such a brilliant class I had with them at the rehab yesterday. Who are in drugs, those who are having bipolar issue, schizophrenia issues, and the rest of that. They were involved in all kinds of addictions. It was a beautiful class we had yesterday. And the whole concept was to use positive intelligence to overcome addictions. Today, none of that is my concern. I have to focus today on social intelligence. But before I go any further, how many of you have gotten the soft copy book? Raise your hands. How many of you are on our TLA platform? How many of you? How many of you are not on our platform? Okay. All of you are not on the platform, you are missing a lot because that's where we actually distribute materials. I'm having breaking sounds here. Before I get started, kindly let me sort that out. So for those of you who are not on our platforms, make sure you are, because so many materials are going to be disseminated there. And I really appreciate the fact that I get your feedbacks. I think that happened a lot recently. I'm getting feedbacks, and that's what we want to get. We want to see what's going on. What did you think? What struck you in the meeting? Let's get to hear from you. Is that all right? So having said that, I want to know first, before I get started today, what comes to mind when we talk about social intelligence? Can anybody talk to me about that? I'm still having sound issues here. Social intelligence, who want to tell me what crosses your mind? I started the introduction last week. See some of you looking in books now. Thou shalt lift up your head. Social intelligence, yes, ma'am. Okay, just go ahead. I'm close to you. Social competence, ability to develop relationships,
able to, you know, come close to you, and you will be able to give them what they need. Because if you have anointing and no one is listening to you, I think the anointing dries in the person.
Well, for some of us who are not in the church, we're trying to figure out what anointing is.
Yeah, even in the workplace, if you're a leader, maybe a manager of yourself, you're just a manager because of the other workers. So you don't maybe socialize with them, you don't relate with them, you will discover that your work will not be done. They will find a way of fooling you.
They will sabotage
you. Yeah, but when you try to like relate with them, you have social competence, you're able to understand their mind, you're not blind mind, your mind alert, you know what they need, and you're also carrying them along. It's good that you do well as a young.
You should be lecturing here. You should actually... Come on, can we just put our hands together for our fantastic work? All right. Yes, who want to talk to me here? It seems social competence, social intelligence. Yes, ma'am. I'm in class.
Good evening, class.
Yes, ma'am.
My opinion, social intelligence is the ability to maintain a relationship with people from different cultures and languages, and the ability to know, because in take for instance in Nigeria, we have more than 300 ethnic groups. Some of them, like in the north, a man goes to the market and buy whatever food they find it, like crayfish, tomatoes, and all that. While in the south, it's like a taboo for a man to go to the market and buy such things. The ability to tolerate these people with their own cultural diversity is what I think is social intelligence. Because one, irrespective of wherever anybody comes from, if you don't keep these relationships, you end up being lonely, especially at old age. Huh. And
it seems you are afraid of that.
No, I didn't. I didn't open my book.
No, I didn't say you open your book. The way you said you'll be lonely at old age, it's like you don't want that to happen to you.
I don't like that at all.
I know. Social intelligence, ma'am, great job. Can we put our hands together for her? Social intelligence, can I have two more? Yes, sir. There's a man over here to us that.
The ability to match relationship.
Ability to manage relationships.
And number two, ability to be inclusive.
Of it that takes social, emotional intelligence, social intelligence. Is that okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
So you did a great job. And you just needed to put that relationship, and I'm glad it came out, or somebody did not give it to you. Is that okay? All right, let's put our heads together for him. Wow, so it's improved to hear all the things that we've heard so far. Let's get back to the basics again. Social intelligence, which says time, is the ability to successfully take note of that. Social intelligence is the ability to successfully build relationships and navigate social environments. So never forget the key words there. It is not social intelligence if you are not building relationships. And relationships are not built by accident. You have to be intentional to build relationships. Relationships don't happen in auto. Relationships don't happen in an auto mode. What that means is that you and I will not build relationships automatically. I think I need your help here, Zach. Is that okay? Take note of this. Relationships will not be built in an auto mode. Very important that I lay down this point. Please permit me 1 minute if I need to get rid of the microphone. Can you give me another phone? Yeah. Okay, thank you so very much. And if you need to distune the feedback here, okay, so I'm all right now. Thank you so very much. Okay. So let's get back to our initial concept. Social intelligence is the ability to do what? I need to hear you again, to do what? To build what? Not just relationship. I think it's important for us to qualify the kind of relationships we're talking about. It's about building healthy relationships. Please take note of that. Qualify that. Social intelligence is a capacity to build. Can you call him to Can he come? Zach, can you come to either? I think there's a touching stuff here. Disconnect it. If you can't help me, don't hurt me. Otherwise, you'll be the number seven. We only have 10 up till now. So the next body will write is Zach. The guy that doesn't make pastor or coach to active liver. All right. So let's get down to the core of it. Been able to establish the fact that social intelligence is the ability to build healthy relationships. Is that okay? Now take note, the word build insinuates activity. Please, I need to get down to that. To build an intentional activity that will not happen by accident. There are many of us who want relationships that are made. Unfortunately, in this universe, relationships are not gifts. Relationships are built. You build relationships. So you need to understand the engineering relationship. Because the word build has taken it away from the civil domain to an engineering domain. Meaning, there must be a foundation for the relationship. There must be a pillar for the relationship. And you trust very well that the foundation for relationship is interest. The foundation for healthy relationship is common interest. That you and I share common interests, that we share common goals, that we share some similar, or we all share similar persuasions. Relationships have to be built. They will not be given. They will not just meet you at the airport and say, listen, from today you are my friend. You have to greet the person. You have to say, hello, how are you? My name is so and so. Introduction. And this is what I do. Really? That's how I got to meet with the PDP secretary. We were flying into the country. And he was flying into the country too. So all in business class, talking. And I mean, I just turned to him and, how are you, sir? And fine. And what do you do? I said, train young people. He said, for what? I said, leadership. He said, in Nigeria here? I said, yes. He said, what's training them? He said, do you see any future for this country? I said, I have great hopes. I didn't know I was talking to the secretary, PDP. Long and short, that was the thing that joined us together. And from that moment, anytime I need him for an event, he shows up. Because of common interest. So relationships will not just happen. Take note. Social intelligence teaches us that relationships don't just happen. Take note. Particularly quality relationships. It is easy to attract people who have no value to add to your life. It's easy to attract them. They are the ones that fill most space in your phone. It's easy to get their direct number. Relationships that will change life, those relationships, they are hard to come by, and such people are not easy to connect with. Those are the kind of people that don't give you their direct number first. They will give you their card, but it's not their direct number. So never forget this in the world of social intelligence, that you've learned about social intelligence doesn't mean you understand intelligence until you begin to practice social intelligence. And by the way, quality relationships will not come to meet you where you are. You need to leave your own comfort zone to build qualitative relationships. I want to say something very important here. The speed of your press in life moves on the track of the quality of relationships you have. The speed of the progress you have in life, or you will have in life, is dependent on the tracks created by the relationships you have. In essence, sir, you have only gone as far as the kind of relationships you have has permitted you. For those of you that are in the faith environment, I know you are always waiting on God to do something for you. The reality is that there is nothing God will do for you without the instrumentality of someone else. If you are the type who is expecting God to impregnate you, you believe that God will give you a baby. Trust me, Mary is the only one that we know like that. You will need your husband. Some needs to sleep with you. That's how serious it is. You want to get a job, if you see vision, you need somebody who will have to approve the job. And if the person doesn't like you, it doesn't matter if God likes you. If the person doesn't like you, you don't get the job. So the God that you believe likes you, make the person do what? And you must also make yourself what? I've seen too many gifted and talented people who are of the faith environment not making the kind of progress that they ought to make because they have low social intelligence. I'll be teaching you something called spiritual intelligence. There are many who have high spiritual intelligence but low social intelligence. The most painful of it all I always talk about is somebody that I know in loss. I think I mentioned that once here. This guy was a senior manager with Oceanic Bank, I think then. I don't remember if it's Oceanic Bank, one of these new generation banks. And I went to speak in their church environment in Lagos. And I remember this guy very well. Very, very huge, you know, wonderful guy, full of himself, you know. Long and short of it was that I later got to know he lost his job. It was so bad that everywhere after he lost his job, he went to look for a job. He couldn't get a job. So they would just ask him, where were you working before? And the common reason why they sacked him from that place, they said he does not have team spirit. He gets angry easily. He talks to people anyhow. So low social intelligence, low SI, made the man with a high IQ have a job. Brilliant guy. Has high IQ, but he has a low SI. Or if you want to put it, SQ. Low social intelligence, high WhatsApp. In IQ, intelligence or cognitive quotients. But because of the low social intelligence, he's not getting the job. It was so bad that he had to start selling palm wine. That's what I heard of him. Selling palm wine in bottles. Because nobody will employ him. So social intelligence is the capacity to be able to successfully build healthy relationships and navigate social environments. To navigate means you know, hey, wait a minute, take note, I'm about to give you a powerful statement here today. Social environments do not function in a straight path. I can close if that's all I give today. In the social environment, you don't have a straight path. Meaning, you don't do a social environment and maintain a particular disposition. When you are in a social environment, when you meet with this one, you deal with this one as one entity. As you from this one to the other one, you also relate to that one as a different entity. Meaning, one rule, I'm not hearing you. One rule doesn't work. It doesn't fit all in a social environment. There are people that you will need to shake firmly in a social environment. When you meet somebody else, you renavigate. You may, first of all, appreciate their looks before they will embrace you. And there are people that, you know, they don't want to embrace first. They want you to, first of all, introduce yourself. You see, it's about being aware of the diversities in the environment and deciding which is the best approach for each individual. That's why in the social environment we navigate. It's like the ocean. At some point, you're going straight and you have to bend. And if you are too rigid in a social environment, you will not make enough friends. Nothing make people to lose out on friends in a social environment like rigidity, inflexibility. Everything must happen at your dictate. Everybody must come to your table. There are people that will never come to your table. You have to walk up and go to theirs. So the social environment is a very, very dynamic environment. Take note of that. The social environment is a dynamic environment. Therefore, it requires a lot of skill and flexibility to navigate your path in such environments. I'm giving you too much in this class. You are overly fed. Okay? So social intelligence is the ability to succeed, build healthy relationships and navigate social environments. It is being intelligent, not just about your relationships, not just about your relationships, but in your relationships. There are many of us who are intelligent about relationship, but we are not intelligent in relationships. I've seen a lot of people who talk about relationships, but when you look at their own relationships, they are in a mess. Did you just get what I just said right now? So they are good at the talk about relationship, but when it comes to engagement of relationship in relationships, they are in a mess. So social intelligence does talk to you about relationship. It also helps you to function effectively where? In. You said, wow. But let's be this way. It is better to be intelligent in the relationship than about relationship than for you to be intelligent about relationship and not in relationship. There are people who don't know too much about relationship, but they have great results when it comes to how they function in relationships and the people they have kept over years. That is, in the village, your mother may not have read the books about relationship, 21 Laws of Relationship. Your father doesn't read about men are from planet Mars or Venus. But see, whenever your father blows whistle, people do what? They will gather. That's why on your wedding day, all the social media you have, you went on Facebook, you went on Instagram, you blew whistle everywhere, only 15 people. And then you arrived the village, you saw about hundreds of people. Where did they come from? Your father was like, sorry, I just had pity on you because it was to call friends. They don't the book. They've not gone for seminars. So they don't know much about relationship, but they are intent where? Not rest about five love language, but your mother has kept her marriage for 35 years. You are struggling to keep the one of 3.5 months. You are 14 laws of relationship. According to law number 5, according to law number 6, according to law, you are quoting laws. Your mama said, I know what is law. My daughter, you won't make your husband stay for house, Abi. You want your husband to stay at home. Do this. Do this. This is what we do in relationship. So you find out that we are educated about relationship and having the highest rate of divorce. They are less educated about relationship and they have the highest rate of retainership. Why? Many go with the assumption that knowledge about is knowledge in. I hope there's still space in your drive. Because we've not started. I'm just taking you back to the class with. Is that okay? Sir, can somebody help me put off the fan over there? All right, so don't forget this, that it is not just about being intelligent about relationship, but it's about being intelligent in what? In relationship. Now, in summary, social intelligence is your ability to tune into, please take note now, social intelligence is your capacity to tune into other people's emotions and read their subtle behavioral cues. How they are behaving, you are reading them. Be sensitive to reading behaviors once you enter an environment. As soon as you are entering a space, if you're a public speaker, once you enter a place, do what you call a virus scanning. That's what makes one speaker to be better than the other speaker. There are speakers that once they have prepared their notes, they are coming like Lord Lugard. What I came with is my deliver. I don't care to know how they are looking, what's happening here. I came with something. So he comes to the environment, doesn't study. You are not reading the behavioral cues in the environment. You are not reading the temperature of the room. And so you come with something that you think is only for it to get into the room, and the room is not accepting it. When you text and you came to talk about something, or you came to talk with your friends, social intelligence teaches you to quickly know that, Kai, these people have discussed me before I came here. Does anybody know what I'm saying here? It is the low road and the high road combined together. Something is wrong here. So, sir, can you go ahead and tell us what you came to share with us? You know, I'll come back again. For rigid people, say, I don't care. You will not even notice. That's the problem with rigid people. They don't sense it when something is wrong in the environment. Automatically, you're going to force yourself. Listen, I came here to tell you this. And you find out that you say the right thing, but because it's at the wrong time, in the wrong place, to the wrong people, you get resentment and rejection. Smart with social intelligence, when they come into a room to say something, the moment they read the cues in the room, will at least switch the subject that they came to talk about in that room to a subject that is more socially acceptable at the moment. Now, for those of you who are followers of one of the greatest leaders that I subscribe to, that just, you know, one of the things that you always find him doing is the socially intelligent man. Socially intelligent. He will go to a place and they'll be having a conversation. They say, okay, should we give this to Caesar or should we not give it? He said, well, he had already known that they're to try. So instead of him to bring out a conversation that they want to hear, he will use the conversation that they use to engage them. Whose image do you say is on this scene? Oh, you said it's who? You said it's who? Okay, you said Caesar. So give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. After all, I didn't say Caesar's image. Social intelligence. What will you escape when people are trying to use your words to trap you? Low social intelligence will always get you into trouble. There are often going to be times when conversations are going on in the boardroom and people are throwing up issues here and there. Social intelligence is going to say, okay, is this the right time for me to talk? Is this the right time for me to engage? And sometimes they're just going to say, oh, sorry, sir, what do you hear about what's going on? Guys, thank you so very much. I think some of the things that you've all said, they all seem okay. I have some other thoughts, but I just think maybe some other times, let's see. If I'll bring my contribution sometime. Now, I think let's go what's on the table. Is that okay? There are times when you have words, but you don't have the time to say that. You don't have words. The greatest opportunity for a socially intelligent person is to have time and words available at the same time. Always be sensitive to having time. This is the right time. This is the right word. So social intelligence is your ability to tune into other people's emotions. You want to figure out, how are they feeling? What's going on here? Your ability to be able to tune into. Now listen, this comes with a lot of practice. And you cannot practice it if you are not interested in people. So for those of you that come around my spiritual side, if you've been around me anywhere, I function spiritually. Once I enter into a place, I can literally sense when the emotional state of the people is down. Or when the spiritual atmosphere of the people is not yet at a level for engagement. So what I do is I lift it to the level to which I engage. Somebody who is not socially intelligent or spiritually intelligent will just come, I don't care, just give it to them. And you wonder why it's not productive. Because there is no enough environment for trying to deliver. The issue is to become socially aware. A level of social awareness sometimes is very low. We are highly intelligent, but socially, our intelligence level is very low. So your ability to tune emotions and read their subtle behavioral cues and consequently choose the most effective response in any given situation, that's what intelligence is all about. Okay. So when you study the emotions, for instance, people are crying. Somebody has just died. Is that okay? You were coming from Lagos to come and visit somebody. You were going to the man's house in Lokogoma. As you were coming to tell him some new developments at your business, you got to his house and they are crying. What's going on here? Oh, sorry. They just lost somebody in family and all of that. They say, oh my God, I'm very sorry. Eh? So please come. We need to talk about that. That's why I came from Lagos. You don't have what they call delay button. Huh? You haven't got delay. Say, hey, sorry. You mean he died? Oh, so sorry about that. Is that okay? Ahem. So I need your support. You know, that's why I came. And there are people like that. They have low social intelligence. Some of these people are spiritually sound. They are academically sound. The only thing that is very low is what? Social. And that is why you are annoying. You are annoying. People don't like to hang around you because you are spiritually annoying. You are not inviting. Your social intelligence level is very low. You are a fantastic person who has low social intelligence. Good manager. You know how to get results. It's just that you are annoying too many people. Just on social grounds. So the job of every leader like Tef and you is to constantly raise our what? Because social intelligence is going to predict your success in the future. All the social intelligence will, by research. Good, have cognitive intelligence, have emotional intelligence, have positive intelligence, but social intelligence will ultimately decide your success. Ultimately. Social intelligence improves your immune system. May live healthy. Is that okay? You are a happy person. You are strong. You are okay. Lack of social intelligence will make you to be lonely and it's going to cause stress and the rest of it. I've been able to make you understand that social intelligence affects your brain, particularly your spiritual cells. Don't let that English bother you, but you can write it down. Some people are telling me whether they should come here with a dictionary. This is called spindle cells. Now, your spindle cells are cells in your brain that helps to guide social decisions. The spindle cells are the cells in your brain that helps to guide social decisions. So, people that high social intelligence are those who maximize that part of their brain. They allow it to function. It's just that some people have allowed it to function more than some other people. Engagement leads to improvement. You want to write that down. Engagement leads to what? Improvement. The more you focus building quality relationships, the more you start building quality relationships. If it is not your focus, it will not be your commitment. If you don't focus on building quality relationships, it will not be something you are committed to. One of the other parts of our brain that helps in social intelligence is what are called the mirror neuron. Okay, sorry. Mirror Don't worry. Your neurons. I'm not a biology in school. So why are you raise your hands again? Biology. Motor neurons. You remember them? Fantastic. So this is called mirror neuron. Mirror neuron is what makes you enter house and somebody has just died and people are crying. Mirror neuron makes you to mimic the prevailing behavior in the environment. It is one of the most unique parts of the brain that so intelligent people utilize a lot. Now, for those of you who are students of the Bible, at the place where they said, with those who are crying, weep with those who are, rejoice with those. I think there's something like that, right? It's actually mirror what? It's just, that's no neurology. That's biology there. It's saying when you enter a place and they are crying, that's not all of you crying. What's wrong with all of you? Oh no, somebody just died. Uh-huh. Is that the first body should die? You are socially unintelligent. You don't have your neuron being shattered or something like that. So, mirror neuron is actually makes you mimic the environment, even though later you're going to redirect it. Hear what I said. Line to redirect. First, do what? So your wife is crying. She has just lost her father. You don't come around and say, you, see you. So because she doesn't love her, and they cry, see you. No. You cry. You sympathize. You empathize. I'm talking to somebody here. Mirror neuron tells you, mimic the environment. Hug her. Bring her close. And then later you can take her off. Find something gradually. Is that okay? But you do not ignore the environment and attack it. It is lack of social intelligence for you to enter a place where they are crying or a woman is going through pain and you ignore her pain and you're trying to bring her to your mood or your mood. It's lack of social intelligence. I was so painfully last year, I lost somebody very close to me. And I remember when I was in the hall with his wife. She was expressing pain. And she was challenging me, asking me questions, speaking her mind to me. Now, all I could say was, yes, you know, I have answers to give, but that's not the time for lecture. That is the time to apply mirror neuron. That's the time for intelligence. That's the time to weep with those who are weeping and rejoice. You come to a place where somebody bought a car and the person is happy, is jumping. Now, for someone like me, I don't know why you should be jumping because you just bought a new car. But mirror neuron tells you to do what? Wow, that's a fantastic car, man. We rejoice with you. Is that okay? Just neuron. Mirror the environment. We are not static behavior. Nine areas of focus if you want to improve your social intelligence. Nine areas of focus. Number one is what I call your proto-conversation. Your conversation. So put proto before your conversation. Your proto-conversation. If you are going to develop your social intelligence, the first thing to develop is what to call your proto-conversation. The word proto or pro, provision, proto before. Is that okay? What this is telling you is that if you want to develop your social intelligence, you need to start developing what we call the conversation style happens before conversation takes place. How many of you know that there's can have conversation without having conversation? It is called gesture. When you are embodying gestures, when you are having sounds without making statements. I hope you do know the proto-conversation is actually from the beginning of conversation between mother and child. The mother is making sound. Now, the boy doesn't know what she's saying, but it's when she's doing that and the boy goes to sleep. What did she? She was not saying sleep. You know, she makes sound, and every time she makes that sound, the boy goes to sleep. Is that okay? Anytime she sees him in a particular way, he goes to sleep. Now, what we are saying is that most times, socially intelligent people study what is being said without words being used. This is very powerful, sir. Socially intelligent people enter into a room and sense that they are not needed in the room. Does anybody understand what I'm saying here? You enter and you just suddenly know they don't want me here. It's being socially intelligent. The moment you sense that, please don't forget what I told you last time. The moment you sense that, that is your intuitive part. Call it low road. Don't immediately act on that. I told you that what you sense should lead to investigation. Is that okay? Don't just walk out of the room and say, do I look here? This is where they don't like me. The way. Now, that is what you sense. Just the room because of that. You want to make sure you establish one or two, three reasons to say, look, what I sense is it. Are you getting that now? It might just be, hey, how are you, sir? Just the way the person shook your hand or did not shake your hand. Oh, can I hug you? The person you normally hug that will not accept your hugging this time around. The person you give knuckles together that will not accept your knuckles. You wanted to shake this one, said no. You wanted to hug the other one, said knuckles, no. You should know something is wrong. Guys, you know what? Can I just humbly request to exit for now? I'll be back next week. Is that okay? Now, that comes through proto-conversation. Before conversation, I have stopped at envious. I've watched gestures. I was hearing a sound. Just when the baby begins to make some sound, the mother knows that the baby is what? It's called proto-conversation. The baby did not say, I want to eat, but the mother knows that that is a call sign for food. Others have this thing called proto-conversation. They are highly developed, particularly when they are raising their children. Mothers are high when it comes to this. We are the ones that most times, fathers, they are the ones that normally are ignorant. When the child is making a sign for food, that's when the father will come and say, you're picking the cry, your child is crying. He doesn't understand. That's a proto-conversation going on there. The child is trying to say something without saying something. Does that make sense here? Socially intelligent people have highly developed proto-conversation abilities. It is normally the interaction or interaction between an adult and a child, particularly between the mother and the baby. As we grow older, we also begin to speak. Our brains begin taking what we call micro-expressions. Our brain begins to take from our environment micro-expressions. Micro-expressions are expressions that are not fully blown, but I can tell somebody's trying to tell me something. You understand? Somebody's trying to tell me something. By not returning my call 3-4 times, you are trying to tell me something. All right? You're trying to tell me something. Why is it that lately every time I meet you and I just want to say, let's have a normal chat. Sorry, you're in a hurry. By constantly cutting me short in 3 months, there's something you're trying to tell me. There are people that will not be aware. Somebody's trying to tell them something without telling them something they are not aware. Socially intelligent people are usually aware. They don't wait until it is said before they know. All right, so we enabled on last week that what you sense about others and how you respond to them is part of what we call social awareness. So proto-conversation, there are two sides to proto-conversation. One is social aware, the other one is social facility. I will explain. I think I mentioned that last week. I did that last week. Fantastic. I said to you last week that if you want to develop your proto conversation, develop your social awareness. Social awareness, be aware. Is that okay? Be aware of what? What to call primal empathy. Primal empathy, we said last week, is sensing other people's feelings. If you want to increase your proto conversation ability to sense when people are saying things without saying it, increase your primal empathy. Is that okay? It's that to learn to sense other people's feeling. When they are crying and they are not talking, you should know they have lost something. They don't have to start telling you everything before you know that you should sympathize with them and behave. There are people that just cry and won't say anything. And that's not the time to say, you're not talking, I don't understand why you are. What is all this? You don't rebuke them when they are crying. You just allow them to cry. And the best thing sometimes as a woman you can do, if another woman is crying, the best thing you can do is to put your hand around her. And stop saying, stop now, stop. Now why are you crying? Now you make me cry. If she wants to make you cry, cry. That's the right thing. That's mirror what? Is that all right? So you need to learn to weep. We do a weep. It's called primal empathy. You sense people's pain. You walk in their shoes. This sympathy. Sympathy is detached. Empathy is involved. And empathy is a step away from compassion, which is all expressions. I told this week, if you want to develop your proto-conversation, I said you need to also develop what to call attunement. You remember that? To tune. Is that okay? Attunement. And I told you last week that means you learn to listen with full receptivity. For those of you that follow the wisest man who ever lived, Solomon was his name. He said only a fool answers a matter before he heareth it. That's what they are saying. He's only trying to teach you about attunement. That you learn to listen. You are too much in a hurry to give answers when questions are not asked. So just learn to listen. We were talking with somebody recently. I said, if you listen, I said, don't think somewhere the question is going to because you heard the story to the middle. Sometimes the story to the middle is actually going to change after the middle. I said, the conclusion is the basis for your answer, not the beginning of the story. But if you have that is impatient, you always want to hear the beginning, middle, and conclude. You know where the story is going to. You always give wrong answers. So attunement teaches you to listen with full receptivity. Number three is empathetic accuracy. I mentioned that to you. And that has to do with understanding other people's thoughts and intentions. We mentioned that last. Is that okay? Understanding other people's thoughts and their intentions. Is this person trying to say? It's different from what is this person saying. Social intelligent people try to focus on what the person is trying to say as against what the person is what. In fact, socially intelligent people, after you are finished talking, they will not assume they understand what I've said. They'll say, sorry, so from all you have said now, what are you trying to? It's operating with empathetic accuracy. Then the other one is what I call caution. Did I mention that last week? Okay, so we didn't get to that one. Okay. Now, social cognition. Cognition. Cognitive. Social cognition. Social cognition, that's cognitive, of course, intelligence. Is that okay? Simply means standing in the social world and the workings of relationships. Social cognition means that you are socially cognitive. You are socially intelligent. That's all this social cognition is the gift for all this wahala. Is that okay? I'm to look medical name for some simple problem. What do they call headache in medicine? There's some medical name. Migraine is normal, you and I. Okay, sorry. How many of you know Popo? You know Paul, right? When the people who are in that field come to talk, what would they call it? Papaya. What have they talked about? That's all. Just all we're trying to say here. So social cognition simply says that you understand the social world and the workings of different relationships, because all relationships are not the same. That's, listen, social cognition teaches you that all relationships are not what? Okay, the same what? They are not of this value. Never forget what I just said to you now. All relationships are not of the same value. Therefore, they do not also deserve the same attention. Did you hear what I said, sir? All relationships are not of the same value, so they do not all equally deserve the same attention. Please, I didn't say all human beings are not the same. I said the relationship with them. Because the reason why many of us are not productive in life is that we are giving the time we should give to one relationship that was maximum return to a relationship that gives us less return. It is 80-20. Is that okay? Give 80% of your time to your A-list relationships. Relationships that gives you. Relationships that feed you. But if you give 80% of your time to relationships that drains you, over time, you're going to become bankrupt. And many of us here, the kind of relationships we have are the relationships with people that only take from you. The question is, everybody is taking from you, who feeds you? You need everybody, who feeds you? You give to everybody, who gives you? You spend your time with the people who take from you and spend less time with those who give to you. Over time, you're going to become bad. So the most sacred of my moments are the moments I spend with those who are mentors. I treasure those moments. You get me, sir? Because don't forget now, am I being fed or am I feeding you now? Say it again. I'm feeding you. If I continue feeding you and I don't have a getaway place where I am being fed, I will soon come here and have not give you. It is not selfish to find people to feed. Honor the relationships that feed you. And please take note, they are different. There are relationships that feed you with money to pursue your dreams. There are relationships that feed you with wisdom to find the dreams. Nobody can give you a dream. But having a dream does not guarantee your success. Because we're told that this young man called Joseph in the Bible, we're told that he had a dream. But then one man found him and the man said, what's happening to you? Because you are lost. Lost in the field. He had dreams but was lost. So you can have dreams and be lost. A man who found him that now gave him direction. Meaning you can have dreams and not have direction. So there are some people, watch this carefully. If that man had not directed him, his journey to throne would not have happened. That man is a very significant man in his life. There are people's assignment whose relationship with you is to constantly provide you with wisdom. Don't make the world give you wisdom. Don't stop knocking on their door to give you money. You will frustrate the relationship. That's not what they are designed to do in your life. After a while, they'll get frustrated. If you are socially intentional, you'll notice that they have started avoiding you. Wave your hand if you understand what I'm saying. I mean, you know somebody, not you. You know somebody like that. Okay, so let me say something. This thing. There are a few men that I honor as my mentors in this city. Some of you know them. Can I shock you? In my 17 years of being in this city, I have never gone to any of them to say, sorry, please, sir. I'm in financial crisis. Never. Never. I have never knocked on the door of my mentor to ask for. Never. Have I been through financial crisis? Yes. But I know that's why they are in my life, and I don't want to frustrate a wisdom relationship with a financial request. And the people I'm talking about were people that were in position to give me money. Even though they're in the position, I know that that is not what they are in my life to do. Instead, at my lower level in my little crisis, whatever little I had, I would take to them. Because I want to service the relationship and not frustrate it. There's my life today because I have not abused the purpose for the relationship. Social intelligence teaches you to compartmentalize relationships. You will frustrate a man who is supposed to just provide you with money to pursue your dreams. You will frustrate the man when you go and sit down with him and say, "Sorry, sir, I came to see you, sir. So I need you to give me some money." And he said, "For what?" "Sir, that's the problem. I'm confused. So I really need you to help me straighten my life. So I have a lot of things. I don't know which one I'm supposed to. So I need you to help me. And then at the end, you can give me money." So the man is confused. You know why? He is not in your life to do what? To provide you with wisdom. He's not in your life to help you develop strategic plans. He expects that when you are coming to him, you should come with what? So we have lost tight relationships because of low social intelligence, or what we call social cognition. High social cognition teaches you to prioritize relationships in their right compartments. So for instance now, I will not go to, I'll go to him and be frustrating him with issues I should come to this one for. It's about understanding what is one in my life to do, what is this one in my life to do, what is Peter in my life to do. It's his own commitment to my life. You imagine me going to Peter and I say, "Peter, look, sorry, I want us to talk about all this issue on social intelligence and intelligence. I want you to say, I'm going to kill the young man." You understand that? I'm going to frustrate him overnight. The question will be, where does that from? But with security intelligence, that's cool. His focus is me. Did you hear what I just said right now? His focus is what? Understand why people are in your life. The reason many have succeeded. The problem is that you are losing too many people who should be in your life because you're treating them. You're asking a singer to dance. You're asking a dancer to make poetry. You're just confusing them. Because you don't know how to prioritize relationships. So social cognition teaches you to understand the social world and the workings of different relationships. Let's move to the second part of proto-conversation. We've only dealt with one part of it. Which part have we dealt with so far? Social what? Social awareness. Let's move to social fluidity. Social facility is just able to take the knowledge you have gained from social awareness. It is the application of social awareness to daily relationship. Can you see what's going on now? Meaning everything you have learned about social awareness, applying it to day-to-day relationships is what social facility is all about. Meaning that you say, okay, everything I've learned about sensing other people's feelings, listening with receptivity, understanding the social world and different relationships, I want to make sure I apply them. The application of it to relationships, making sure that when I'm in relationship with people, I know the difference and I'm sensing their emotions. For instance, I call somebody that normally mentors me and the voice of the person down. "Hello, sir." "Yes, how are you?" "Sir, sorry, sir, it's like your voice is down." That's social awareness. Do you understand? You are aware. "Yes, I'm just going through some challenges lately. Guy just had some issues. And sir, I'm so sorry, sir. Anyway, sir, the reason why I called you is because... what is wrong with you? So, so I got the energy to answer you from? Where? Social intelligence, social cognition. Socialists will say, sorry, sir, I actually wanted to discuss some things with you. But in view of the current developments, I don't think this will be the proper time. But they must what? Sir, in view of the current developments, sir, is there anything? Now, forget about what you could and make yourself available. Sir, is there anything I can do to help with the current situation? Do you understand that? What can I do, sir, to help? That takes to social facility. Is that okay? Now, in social facility, there are four different of it. Number one is interacting smoothly, which is what we call synchrony. Synchrony is the ability to interact synchrony. Ability to interact smoothly with people. Let me ask you, let me see if you are good students. The ability to interact smoothly will be based on what? Say it again. You are fantastic people already. Amazing. Clap for yourselves, yeah? Good. Synchrony is the ability to interact smoothly. And the only reason why I can interact smoothly is because I am what? Socially aware. The reason why I've been having problem with interaction is because of my low social level. Do you understand that? I don't care about people's feelings. You are crying. That's not my business. I want to. All right. Number two is self-presentation. 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 When it comes to self-presentation, we're talking about being aware of how you come across to people when you are talking to them. You are aware. Come, the way I'm talking like this, I hope they are getting me. I hope I'm not stepping on their toes. You are aware of how you are coming across. There are many of us who don't know how we cross when we're talking to people. What you care about is what you have to say. You must hear the truth. You must hear the truth. So if you have been around me, you notice sometimes when I'm talking to people, I can sense, because I'm aware of how I'm coming across, are they reading me? So I'm thinking, what is going to be the best way to really come across to this people in a way they will get me? So quickly I may switch over to illustration. Understand that? Because I'm sensitive to how I come across. So many of you ask me questions personally. I'm giving you too many answers in my conversation. It's left for you to pick it up. I'm hypersensitive to how I come across. So that's part of what we call self-presentation. Number three is influence. Social facility number three is influence. Influence is the ability to shape the outcome of your social interaction. You decide the outcome of the interaction you want to have. Please take, I'm going to make powerful statements now. Influence is the ability to decide the outcome of the interaction you tend to have, such that when you get into that interactive mode, you interact what? Oh, come on. You interact what? This is where white people are sometimes peeled black people. They will come, they'll be smiling with you, they'll be playing with you. They have decided where the conversation will end. If they want you to buy something, that is the goal. I want you to buy something. They will start to say, oh, your shirt looks nice. And by the way, are you from Nigeria? Oh, wow. Amazing. I learned about 150 million people in Nigeria. It's the biggest I learned. Oh, fantastic. That's pretty cool. And you people have light there? I learned people have light and sometimes not too stable. Pretty cool and all of that. Do you have solar panels? And oh, come into your country. Well, that's one of the things that we sell, and that's what I want to introduce to you. You see, I shaped the conversation towards a desired outcome. You cannot go into a conversation with a and expect to have a desired outcome. You do all the time to meet with strategic influencers. And when you meet with them, you don't have all the time. Engage them in conversation. The most they have is 2-3 minutes. That's why you hear about pitch this day. Can you sell yourself within a few minutes? Have you noticed that poor people have enough time? Have you noticed it? Because in the end of the day, there's nothing much to offer you. That's why if you notice, when you are selling something by the roadside, people will gather around the, hello everybody, come and see this thing. This, oh, they will gather because they have time. For rich people, they don't have time. So if you're going to spend, if you're going to spend 2 hours of their time, you had better deliver straight to the point what you have to say. And that kind of conversation must be shaped intentionally before it ever begins. If you can't see through to the end of the session, you may not get through to the end of that conversation if you begin it. Socially intelligent people shape the outcome of a conversation before they engage it. Is that okay? Stop talking aimlessly. You have lost vital opportunities because you met with people that can show life and they gave you a few minutes that they had. You use it to talk about nonsense. Buhari is in the villa. Then they keep mother somewhere in Katsina. Then somewhere. Did you hear that first? Sir, are you aware that first of scare me? Sir, what do you think about this recent election, sir? That the military were involved. And the man is looking at, yeah. And because he's smiling, you think you've gotten his attention. And just when you are getting ready to now start focusing. Thank you so very much. It's been such a nice time talking. I really appreciate you. I really look forward to meeting you again. As soon as he walk out of the place, he calls his PA. He said, you can't let that see me again. That's why your call has been going to voicemail. First, because it's a high demonstration of disregard for his person and his time that you engage in a conversation, you never at the end. You shape outcomes. Socially intelligent. Number what now? Number 4, concern. Social facility requires that you are concerned. And what that means is that you care about other people's needs. And that's how you are able to connect with them. If you want to be a top seller, care about other people's needs. That's how to sell. Ma'am, just aware that I just got to know that the wands you normally use, I hear some of them create unnecessary heat. It's so sad. Research just shows that a lot of women are struggling with this and the heat that it could. Are you experiencing the same? Oh, well, that's exactly why I'm here. I just bought a new Wevon technology. This allows air to move in through your head. There are some perforations we have created here that allows lateral and vertical movement of air. And you speak some big English, you know, like that. And trust me, Matt, this one thing that will just create coolness in your head. You think well, because there must be a verb, there must be an adjective you use to make people buy. It's cool thing and enables you to think well. So when somebody here think well, they weave on that makes me think well. You know, it's a weave on that makes you what? So don't sell a product. Sell the product that the product has to offer. Don't sell services. The service has to render. I'll see you next week. My time is up. All right. You are still writing. PJ. Ma, there's still time. Okay, there's still more time, man. But your money has expired for today. Yeah? Oh, you say it's not up to 10 minutes I started? This woman is in another planet. It's 10 minutes I started. Has it been a nice class for you so far? All right. So we still have 7 more to go. Is that okay? So we get into the class. Maybe what I'll do is next week, I'll start a little earlier. Maybe I'll come up at about 6 o'clock, right? Okay. So I'll come up early next. Catch up with us in good time. Any one question before I get out of here? Just one question. And something I said that requires me to respond. Any question before? Yes, ma'am. Yes. There's somebody beside you. Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
So when you spoke about micro expressions,
mm-hmm.
you gave an example of if someone isn't returning your calls. And I quickly checked Google because I'd learned about micro expressions being on the face. I wanted to know if there's a different kind or so that confused me a bit.
Micro expressions, basically the word micro simply to that, things that are not overtly done. Is that okay? Things that are almost like covertly done. Is that okay? The one you're talking about are basically body gestures. If you limit it to that, you may not get in the 21st century, because don't forget that that definition is limited to an era where technology, phones were not in use. Is that okay? Most micro expressions, these are not body gestures. You call me, I cut off your call. You call me, I don't respond. I allow your phone to ring, 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 ring. You send me message, I'm not responding to you. You should understand that's some micro expressions there. You understand? It's about contextualizing definitions. Because the problem we're going to be having today is that people will hold on sacrosanct to definitions that were done. Most of our definitions that were done that are still online are definitions done before the ICT era. It is not responsible to begin to find a contextual application of those definitions. Otherwise, you will hold on to the perspective of that definition, missing a reality in today's equivalent. Does that make sense? There are micro expressions happening every day. It's just that people not aware that somebody's already telling me, I don't love you anymore. And the guy is still sending picture of himself in Hawaii. He has sent himself, he has sent his grandfather, he has sent his uncle, all the pictures, and he has not got on a move on. To say you are nice, you are cool, you are anything, boy, you better open some of you. Something is really, really wrong. Somebody's telling you, I'm not interested. The contextualization matters in the 21st century. Don't forget that all the body gestures that I would have done before, that our relationships now are real time. They are virtual, less real time, more virtual. In essence, those micro expressions will not be done in real time because we may not be seeing each other. So they are virtual expressed. And these days, the virtual expression can just be with an emoticon that looks like a sad face. If you don't have to read face, they put three sad face. Because you are waiting for the person to come and show you I am sad. The person will have located Cape Verde before you know that things have gone bad. So it's important for us to make sure, please, as you read these days, make sure you contextualize, upgrade your reading, because most of the times things you have on Google, most of them have not been updated to realities. It is your duty to read in the context that you find yourself in. Does that make sense? Thank you very much. I appreciate you all. Yours is the last one, ma'am. Go ahead. Give her the microphone.
Thank you very much, sir.
You're
learned so much.
Get it.
My question is, if you have identified someone in your life as a person who has very low social intelligence, meaning that they are grossly insensitive, you know, for instance...
Wait a minute. Did you just use that word and you just used it like you never said anything heavy? She was just like... Meaning that a person is grossly... Man... Go ahead, man.
Okay, so I want to know, how do you handle them? Because, okay, let me give an instance. Let's say you have someone who is always jumping in on your conversation. And, okay, at first you try a tactic of trying to explain what you're trying to say to them, but it always causes, you know, brings up issues. Then you now just learn to just play along and just, but in the end, don't engage them. Like, you once they just get to that level, you just zone out. You just let them finish up then you way. And, you know, there's at first, maybe you're always very, very, the first complaint is that you are too, you know, argumentative. And then the second, for the second reaction, the complaint is that you are too, you are now docile, like you don't, what exactly are you going to do? And this is not, like, you can't just separate yourself from that relationship now, like it's your roommate or something. What are you going to do about it? I don't know. What's the highway?
Amazing. I'm happy that this is all making sense. This is the reward that I get for all that I do. To see that you are internalizing and using it to ask me question, honestly, this is why I will go home fulfilled. This is just going to make me happy, know that I'm doing something that is worth it. This is my payback. Is that okay? What you do, you're richer. Here's what I'm going to say to you. If you can't decide the room where you function in, because by virtue of some circumstances, you are forced to be the same. Is that okay? For instance, you are forced to work in the same office. You can't choose a space functioning because by virtue of work, you have been forced into the same environment. Two, you cannot continue to receive such interaction that frustrates you and dwarfs your creativity. The best rule is to confront without being confrontational. Whatever you consider to be the lack of social intelligence in the person, which is interfering when you're making a statement without letting you complete, you're going to call the person. Please take note. Never talk to the person when the person is meeting out that attitude. You never attack a person when the person actually is behaving. You're going to escalate the situation. What you do is allow that moment to pass. Invite the person out to a social space. Sorry, are you can wait for lunch? Fine. Go out for lunch, and I just thought I should take you out for lunch. Where you're having, you know, one thing, working with thought, because one of the things you must do is to make up your mind to get the best out of the worst, because in the worst of us, our best side. That lady who interjects, is that okay? Her interjection is actually because of her personality and low social intelligence. She may be somebody with high IQ, but low social intelligence. So she believes that we're talking to where you are going to. So she wants to interject, which is an expression of low social intelligence. Is that okay? So what you want to do is to appreciate. Look, one of the things that I've learned working with you is your level of intelligence. Never forget this. Find three things to praise at first. Three things you must acknowledge. You're beautiful. You are one of the finest girls I've worked along. Find three things to appreciate. And then never use the word but when you want to introduce the one thing you are concerned about. Is that okay? When you say you are this and this, and then watch this carefully. You use a conjunction. You say, and there's something I just felt I should let you know. And never use but. And I just thought I should also let you know that there's one thing that sometimes, you know, look at all these beautiful things I met. There's just this one thing you do. And you smile about the thing you're about to say. There's this one thing you normally do. I don't know where it comes from. Anytime I'm just trying to express a thought, you always interject. Well, you know, people like us who don't have no brilliance that you have, we can lose our train of thought when you interject like that. I'll be so grateful, okay, if you will interject less. Is that okay? It's a simple model. I teach that regularly. It's a simple model that says you take this, ma'am. You commend. After you commend the person, is that okay? Commendation. Observation. Then recommendation. and never round up again without what? Commendation. It's called a sandwich approach. Watch this carefully. There's the bread here. There's the bread here. You have some little, some bitter peels here. You understand that you have some other vegetables here. Again, what you want that. So if you look at it from the top and the bottom, it looks like something to eat. The real thing is on the inside, but it's not much of the. Is that okay? That sounds like you got it right, huh? Appreciate that. Thank you. So get back. Let me know how it went out with went on with that. Is that okay? Thank you.
Wait, is that how best we can celebrate him?